Wednesday mornings at this time features our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. We choose the topics, you provide the opinions. Today's topics, casinos, as in tribal casinos like the one proposed for Medford, and high school graduation rates. Phone number here, 800-838-3760. 800-838-3760. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. First, the casinos. As you might have heard in the news this morning, a crowd gathered in Medford last night to give comments on the Coquille tribe's plans for the Cedars at Bear Creek, a casino that would offer video machine gambling in South Medford. The site is kitty corner across Highway 99 from the Harry and David plant. The Bureau of Indian Affairs set up the meeting last night to take comments on how to move ahead with the process. Quite a few hoops lie ahead, including placing the land the tribe bought in trust, basically a mini-reservation, not a done deal. Then there's the strident opposition from another tribe, the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians, which runs Seven Feathers Casino in Canyonville. Oregon is home to 9 tribal casinos now, including the existing Coquille Casino, the Mill in North Bend. California boasts 71 tribal casinos at the moment. Where do you come down to casinos generally? Fine by you? Never a good idea? You can even go broader and talk about gambling in general. Any particular issues with the where or the who? Have questions about the process of placing land in trust for tribes to build casinos? Let's hear your thinking. This is Vents Day, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Topic 2, high school graduation rates. This is a very sore subject in Oregon right now, after the recent news that the state's graduation rate improved to 72%. That makes Oregon just one place from the bottom among all the states in getting students to graduate high school with the same class they belong to as freshmen. California reports just over 80% rate. Both figures are far from Oregon's plan to get 100% of students to high school diplomas in 10 years. So put your brain on this one. How do we get more young people to graduate from high school with their classes? Thoughts about casino gambling and graduation rates, starting with Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bill. I'd be surprised if you didn't call when we talked about gambling.
Right. I'm feel pretty strongly about it. Commercial gambling is the business of separating money from people and somehow causing them to believe that they're having fun. The terrible part about it is that the biggest victims are the poor. It's a way of increasing the maldistribution of wealth in this country. Somehow, poor people don't seem to be able to get the idea that it's a losing proposition, not a gaining proposition. I also oppose calling it even gambling. It's not a gamble. The people that operate the business are sure to win, and the people that consume the business are almost sure to lose. It's a vile business producing a toxic product. So I'm sorry I'm so equivocal about it, but that's how I feel.
Bill, does it ever, is there any circumstance, I mean, even down to like lottery scratch-offs or buying a dollar on Megabucks ticket, anything like that that you think is more?
No, none of it. I'm embarrassed that the state that I love is involved in the business of gambling. It's just as vile as the Indian gambling.
All right. Thanks for that, Bill. Have you made the point? You are quite unequivocal about this. Let's get your thoughts on gambling, casino gambling, any kind of gambling, really, if you want to broaden out the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. You can also talk about high school graduation rates. Those are the two comment areas here, 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760 by email, jx@jeffnet.org. If you were at the meeting last night at North Medford High School, let us hear what you heard there. I'd be curious to get your impressions of what went on in the room last night. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Ryan in Eugene, welcome back to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Oh, well, it's so hard to follow Bill because that was awesome. You know, I wasn't going to talk about gambling per se because I just think it's indicative of everything that's wrong with our civic infrastructure. But high school graduation rates are also a good indicator that something's not right, that, you know, we need to look around, we need to sort of sniff this out. And my big concern is that, you know, we'll all double down on doing what we've been doing for the last 20 years to try to get it right, to make sure that we increase that graduation rate. And two things don't happen in that conversation. One is we don't step back and go, you know, let's revisit why high school is so important, why high school graduation rates as indicative of something as important. The college entry rate, whether it's community or four-year, is indicative of something really important, really viscerally important to us as a community. And then rethink what we're doing, because doing the same thing over and over again is a pretty awesome definition of insanity. Gambling as economic development is another good definition of insanity. So we're not having this conversation. All of the naysayers of public schools are going to say, see, the Oregon schools are horrible, and, you know, we're going to privatize, we're going to voucher, we're going to do whatever these things are. And we're really not revisiting this conversation. And it's just kind of unfortunate, because graduating from high school should be the gateway to something really important for a young person. And if they don't believe that's the case, then we are doing something wrong.
So the bigger issue in your mind is to get people to commit to the idea that they need to get out of high school themselves?
Absolutely. And their families commit to it, and the community commits to it, and that there's lots of versions of high school. So, you know, every child, by the time they're getting to be 14, 15 years old, should be having this conversation about who am I, what do I bring to the table, what kinds of problems do I want to solve, what kind of career do I want to have. And high school should be a visiting and amplification. Instead, standards-based education is, you know, the symptom of standards-based education is disengagement, disenfranchisement, decontextual learning. And while it's good to have a broad sort of liberal coverage of a lot of topics, it apparently doesn't serve about a third of the students in Oregon well. And I think the truth is it doesn't serve the other two-thirds very well either. And so how do we stop that? You know, how do we stop digging? You know, another one of those great quotes, right? When
right,
in doubt, stop digging.
Right. The first rule of holes is stop digging.
Right. So, you know, but let's have that conversation, because this is really a critical indicator of something that's profoundly important. And if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again in our communities, in our schools, and in our state, we're going to be back here in 5 years going, well, you know, wow, we're up to 72.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks for that, Ryan. Always good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on topics in the news. We're talking about high school graduation rates. Oregon recently came in at 72%, and California is just a hair over 80%. Oregon definitely among the bottom in states. And in fact, it's been pointed out that Oregon's rate improved to 72% only because of a different way of including who is counted. It would normally be, based on the old system, around 69%. What do you think? How do we fix the problem? How do we get more people to graduate from high school? What should we do about casinos? The totally different issue, but obviously some interconnections in our society. Tribal casinos, regular casinos, gambling of any kind, what do you think? 800-838-3760 around the region. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Got another call coming in here from Dunn in Siskiyou County. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Sure.
I just wanted to say about casinos, I think that, you know, obviously Indian tribes have sovereign government and they should be able to make their own laws related to gambling on their reservations or their trust land. However, I just wanted to point out from my experience, I've known a lot of Native people that are from federally recognized tribes out here in California, and I just feel that the tribal governments in general don't usually benefit the people very much when it comes to the casino money. From what I've seen and heard, it's led to a lot of corruption, and a lot of the casinos fail, you know, because it's just a small group of people in the, you know, tribal council controls that will end up setting up a casino because it seems like a money-making thing, and it just, I don't think it should be, it's a common misperception that a lot of Native people are somehow benefiting financially from these casinos, and that, you know, they have an unfair advantage because they can get a check in the mail every month. And I just wanted to stress the fact that that's a very small minority of people in those tribes that are able to actually get money from those casinos, and it doesn't necessarily do as much for the tribe as people may think. There are a few exceptions.
So it's not spread out evenly across all the membership in the tribe?
Not at all. And there's no oversight because they're a federally recognized, essentially a sovereign nation. There's hardly anyone that can ever challenge anything about the way a tribal government is managed. So, you know, I don't know what there can be to be done about that. I just know that the law, as far as how tribes manage their their countries, I guess is how it's looked at, or their nations, is that the tribes are totally sovereign, and Congress, only Congress can say specifically what a tribal government can do as far as governing their own people, and no one can even hold them accountable for their own constitution, except for their own tribal council. So it's there's no oversight on a tribal government unless they take federal funding and mismanage it.
All right. Don, thanks for the perspective. Really appreciate that. We're talking about casinos. It started out with the point of tribal casinos because, of course, there's the discussion of the Coquille Indian tribe attempting to open up or build. They haven't even gotten to the point of opening anything yet. The Cedars at Bear Creek is the name for their proposed casino in South Medford. It's an interesting issue going on between two tribes then, because you've got the Coquille in Medford attempting to build this casino. The Coquille already have a tribe, a casino rather, at North Bend called the Mill. And then 70 miles up the road in Canyonville, you've got the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians operating the Seven Feathers Casino, which we thought was doing reasonably well. But then they announced the layoff of more than 90 people this week. And one of the reasons cited was the pressure from this casino yet to be built in Medford. So very nasty commercials actually running, billboards, all sorts of advertisements against the Coquille tribe coming from the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians. It's gotten to be quite the advertising war with full-page ads and newspapers and TV spots and billboards. So definitely getting the realms that we haven't seen before. Noticing this week, too, though, that in the state of Wisconsin, there's a similar situation where you've got one tribe trying to build an off-reservation casino in southern Wisconsin, in Kenosha. And so you got the Potawatomi and the Menominee tribes going at it over that casino as well. So not unheard of in America. But aside from any tribe versus tribe issue here, what do you just make of the whole concept of having a gambling casino nearby your town in the first place? And we've been talking about gambling from a very empirical sort of term since the first phone call, where Bill in Medford is very much opposed to gambling in any way, shape, or form. What do you think? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I have an email here from Mike in Medford. He says, the casino situation is very hard. For one, I don't believe we have much of a say, seeing as genocide was committed against the Native Americans and we physically forced them. But why a casino? It's clearly not a community helping business. To the other topic, the graduation rate is horrific. It starts with our dismal record on child daycare, unemployment, and poor nutrition. Kitzhaber's scandals are just adding to the fire, and our amazing state is becoming a laughingstock. Unfortunately, there are no Wayne Morse-type figures to step up. That's the legendary late Senator Wayne Morse. Let's take some calls here. Jim in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, good morning. Many, many times over the last few years, I've asked young people, I said, well, what does the word to graduate mean to you? And I just get kind of a blank stare. The ones that I go to when I say, are you going to graduate? Or if not, why is he or she says, yeah, I will, because my mom or dad will be on my back for the rest of my life if I don't graduate. I said, great. That was the greatest thing. And that's what I was not hearing from probably 80% of the kids that were kind of, you know, grasping at straws to that may not graduate.
They weren't hearing that their parents are on their backs?
Yeah. I mean, just that they knew that their parents was emotionally going to be there one way or the other, you know, and make sure it was positive. A lot of parents don't understand what it means to graduate. To graduate to what?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I graduated in 1959. You graduated for guys to a mill, military, and marriage. Burp, you know.
Yeah, and that was it.
And in so much of the small communities, that's still kind of some version of those three is it. They really don't look at anything past getting out of high school, and that's a big problem, too.
All right. Broadening horizons. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking graduation rates and casinos.
Yeah, say, I want to talk about graduation rate, but I want to say something about gambling, if I could.
Sure.
My son is a professional poker player. He's been a poker player for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill's really mistaken when he thinks it's only poor people that play and gamble, because most of the games that he's in, you have to have $100,000 to even get in the game. And that's there's no poor people in those games. So.
Does he work in Las Vegas?
No. Mm-hmm. He lives in L.A.
Okay. I'm just curious to know where
he's anyway, I was going to talk about the graduation thing. And your last caller, Jim, is exactly right. I think that my two sons, they were never told that they weren't going to go to college. We always told them that they were. Mm-hmm. We always expected them to get good grades. They weren't allowed to bring home bad grades. If they brought home a bad grade, then extra work was done. And if there was tutoring needed, we got it. If there was whatever it took, they had to get good grades. They had to go to college. There was just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they both did, and they were both successful. Now, by the same token, my parents and my wife's parents, they didn't graduate from high school, either one, my parents or my wife's parents. They grew up in a different era, you know, when it was a farming time. And so when I was a kid growing up, and my wife, our parents weren't really that all stuck on the idea of graduating from high school and going to college, because at that time, the most important thing was to get out and get a job and get married and start raising your family.
Right.
And so I think that's what's happened in this day and age is that there is nothing for a lot of kids to graduate to. A high school degree is pretty much worthless.
You need more. Yeah, but you certainly need that first step to get into the other stuff.
You have to, and you know, I don't know, I haven't been around the high schools for a long time, but I kind of hear the talk, and a lot of the talk is that if you go to a community college, well, you're kind of low grade. It's not the same as going to a four-year college, you know?
Hmm.
And I think that that's a really sad situation, because I think that a community college is the best thing there is. I think that 90% of the kids that get out of high school, if they went to community college, even for just a year, just 1 year, it didn't even finish, just went for a year and got a little bit more math and a little bit more English so that they could perform a little bit better in real life,
mm-hmm.
it would pay them big dividends in the end. But I just don't think parents nowadays I don't think they push their kids hard enough.
All right. Thanks for that, Dennis. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Scott in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day, graduation rates, and casinos, our topics.
Well, I had a comment on the casinos. I was just actually leaving Medford, heading south, and passed a sign that says helping our community together, the Coquel sign, and then right before that is the Cow Creek's thank you for your business sign.
Right.
The and the thing billboards. That I see with all these casinos, it's all about the money. That's all it is. The folks who have the Indian heritage are taking advantage of a situation to get rich. And I'm afraid that to some people that may sound prejudiced. It's exactly not. It's like any other situation where somebody sees an advantage where they can claim victim or downtrodden or oppressed or offended or anything else.
Well, status anyway, special status.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for that, Scott. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Jeff, you know, I come from a pioneer family. We stole this land from the Indians fair and square.
I think you've said that before, but go ahead.
And the simple fact of the matter is that the impulse to gamble is one of the basic impulses that we have as a human being. Let me give you an example. The last time you went shopping for clothes with your wife, and she said, "Does this make pick your body part look appropriate?"
And and then we had to figure out what to say back.
Exactly, you gambled. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Gambling is always going to occur. I agree with these people. I personally don't like gambling. I don't think it's a good thing, but it is a part of our mental and social makeup. Now, I can't speak to corruption in any organization other than to say that if there's money there, there's corruption. And what has been happening, at least with some of the Eastern Oregon tribes, is they have been quietly buying back the tribal lands using the money the white man has been pouring into their casinos. Now, I don't know if that's been going on with the Cow Creeks. I don't know if that will go on with the Coquilles or not. But the simple fact of the matter is that I have seen the funds in these situations put to good use. So that's my comment. That's my comment there. I think it's karmic, and I think it's appropriate. And at least in some cases, good things are coming from it. And the gambling is occurring in a safe environment where a certain amount of rules are there. And if you're stupid enough to go down and try and beat the house, then by golly, why don't you just stop by me here and buy me lunch?
All right, Paul, thanks. I'm going to move on because we have a few more calls to go. By the way, we do pronounce Coquille for the tribe. That is their own choice, as opposed to Coquille the city. So there is a little bit of a difference there. Laura in McKinleyville, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Casinos and graduation rates, our topics.
Hi, that must be me.
Yes.
Okay. So here in my area there are two tribal casinos, and neither of them provide a living wage for their employees. I heard on another radio station a talk by a man who was setting up a casino in Sonoma County in California, and his vision was for high-wage, unionized benefit sharing.
So good jobs, it sounds like.
Well, it would certainly be a lot better than in our area. There's a dire lack of jobs for people, and whether you go to college or not, I mean, there's just not much here. We're very isolated, and a lot of people end up working at the casinos for $8.50 an hour, and they never get more. And I just think that's an unfortunate irony that is now being played out between the Native American population and the white people who took their land.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Thanks for the thoughts. I very much appreciate it. Let's go to Vince in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. I'm a retired special education counselor, school counselor of 35 years, and I think the gentleman earlier who talked about money really hit the target for both issues. One of the things that I experienced in my career was students not being prepared early enough about their vocational interests and goal. And I would ask, well, why aren't we doing earlier outreach to the children and the families? And the answer I always got was, there's no money. Yet there's money to build casinos and have people throw their money away. So I think if we are serious about educating our children and giving them a good chance at life, we have to invest more money. I always thought it was ironic that I had a master's degree and was paid less than half what my youngest sister was earning with just a high school diploma for an IT company.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, she just had to know the machinery. You had to know human beings, and you made less money. Interesting. Thanks for that, Vince. Very much appreciate it. Very much appreciate all the calls we got with another rousing discussion of high school graduation rates and casinos. Neither of these issues are going to go away, obviously, so we'll talk about these again down the road. We'll try to put the we'll look for the comments section for the Bureau of Indian Affairs for the Medford Casino and put that up on our website sometime today. Thanks again for listening to the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be right back.